Right, let's kick off with some rugby. Werner Kock celebrated his 50th appearance for the Scarlets, or for the Hollywood Sharks, rather, with a hat-trick against Scarlets in Wales. Now, the team lost to Glasgow Warriors last week, but beat Scarlets 32-27 in the United Rugby Championship last night. The Vodacom Bulls are expected to have a tough task at Loftus-Versfeld against the Ospreys this afternoon. The Emirates Lions face Munster in Johannesburg, and when the Stormers face Leinster in Cape Town this evening, prop Brock Harris will become the first player to reach 150 appearances for the team in the URC. And then over to some football. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says he needs to be realistic about their Premier League title hopes. Two defeats in their last three matches means they go to West Ham this afternoon, trailing leaders Arsenal and defending champions Manchester City in the table.
Don't get me wrong, nobody gave up here. We just need to be realistic. First of all, we have to win four, and they have to lose two games. They didn't lose two games, I don't know since when, so why should it start now? But if it happens, we have to be there, stuff like this. That's the situation.
Champions League chasing Aston Villa host a Chelsea side reeling from a 5-0 thrashing at London rivals Arsenal in the late game. Vincent Kompany takes his Burnley side to Old Trafford as they look to continue their recent revival, with Luton able to move out of the relegation zone with a win at Wolves. And then bouncing over to tennis to close, the Madrid Open has started well for Carlos Alcaraz and Arina Sabalenka, rather. The defending champions both took victories in their opening clashes in the Spanish capital, with Alcaraz returning after a month out with a forearm issue. The Spanish youngster began his defense at home with a convincing 6-2, 6-1 win over Kazakhstani Alexander Shevchenko. Belarus's Sabalenka survived a tense battle with Poland's Magda Linet, winning 6-4, 3-6, 6-3. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.